Oh my gosh, I hate my client. How on earth did I get here? Do you ever have feelings like this? Have you ever experienced this? Do you wish sometimes that you never took on a certain client? Well, every dollar is not worth picking up. Trust me when I tell you. And that is why I want to share with you my strategy for developing the right opportunity.
Welcome back to the CEO Mindset Podcast. I'm Andrea Patrick, your host, and I'm so happy that you are joining me today. Subscribe if a CEO mindset is something you want to obtain and you want to find the intersection where your work and life coexist. The sky is the limit when you're clear about your value, consistent in the way you share said value, and you're upfront and honest about who you are while sharing it. There are so many examples to follow and learn from. Let's get into today's, shall we?
I recently did some training in one of my networking groups, and it was about the concept of developing opportunities. I thought this would be a great topic to share with you guys today on the podcast, because as we stand on our excellence and continue to empower, encourage, and educate, I thought it would be important to learn the skill of developing opportunity. So before I dive into the content, I do want to address one thing. I was recently watching a very prominent African-American journalist on their show talking about the idea of, you know, standing on excellence or the concept of excellence in the African-American community. And it has, in some eyes, a negative connotation. I really wasn't aware of this, but I'm glad that she opened my eyes to it. So I wanted to set the record straight here on the CEO Mindset Podcast. When I am talking about standing on excellence, what I am talking about is being the best version of yourself. It has nothing to do with the outside sources, like trying to be the best in your organization so that you are recognized and that you are taken seriously. That's not what I'm talking about here, although that could be what happens as a result of you standing on your business and operating in excellence. But what I'm talking about here is you truly doing the work to identify your value proposition and then walking very confidently in it and showing up as the best version of yourself in every set of circumstances. So that is what I mean by standing on excellence. That is what I mean by standing on business. And that is what I want to empower you and encourage you to do and share with you my tips and techniques on how to then go about doing it. But it all boils down to you loving you, you being able to live your value, love yourself enough to be yourself so that you can lead regardless of the circumstances with intention and purpose. So I hope that that clears that up. If any of you have been listening or thinking, you know, there she is talking about this and we already have enough stress on us about, you know, trying to be the best in our organization so that we can be noticed, let me ease your mind. That is not what I'm talking about here. What I want you to do is ignore outside stimuli, and I want you to think about internally, what do you need to show up as your best self, the best version of you, so that no matter what you do, you're giving it 100% of your awesome. And anything that happens after that, hey, you did your best. It was what you could do. Okay. So that's kind of what I meant by standing on excellence. So now that I've said that, let's dive into this strategy that I have for developing opportunities, the right opportunities. Okay. So I have always developed opportunities in my own head. I've always had like this ability to steer any conversation into the direction that I wanted it to go with respect to what I'm passionate about. Never thought about it before, but as I was doing this training and thinking about how I wanted to present this to you today, it dawned on me that there is sort of a method to my madness that wasn't like written down. But, you know, there were some things that I did in my head to sort of get myself in the position where I could kind of share an opportunity or develop an opportunity, if you will. So I thought that would be what I would put in to some sort of a packaged up thing for you to help you do a better job developing the right opportunities for yourself. So let me just go through them really quickly. And hopefully, you know, you'll leave a message down below and tell me if these were helpful for you. If you are watching this on YouTube, please go ahead and, use that thumb, that like button, and click the like there so that YouTube knows you like my video. And if you are a returning viewer and you are not subscribed, please go ahead and hit that subscribe button because it's important. And then also, if you are subscribed and you do not have your notification bell clicked, then please click that notification bell so that as videos pop up, you will be able to watch them. All right, let's get in. The first thing that I want you to do is leverage. Now, what does this mean? You first have to do the work on the front end of identifying your own value proposition and owning it confidently before you are going to be able to successfully develop opportunities. Now, if you're struggling with this, I have a whole program. My Project CEO program is designed to just really help you iron this out. But you have to know how you actually fit into the equation of the conversation that you're about to have, where the potential to develop an opportunity is. How do you relate to the dynamic of the person that you're going to be talking to? How does your business, how does what the problem you're solving, you need to think about that ahead of time so that you can think about how you want to do this conversation, how you want to sort of navigate this conversation. So the first thing you need to do is learn how to leverage yourself, understanding your own value, understanding sort of before you go into these conversations, what you want to get out of it actually. Then this is going to help you determine, you know, prior to meeting someone, how you actually want to work with them. Do you want them as a customer? Do you think you could solve a problem for them? Do you want them as a partner? Do you think that you guys could do great business together and impact an audience together? So these things need to be thought about. This is all in the leveraging part. So that's sort of what goes through my head before I do one-on-ones, or some people call them face-to-faces. I often think about, like, what does this person do? Do I want to work with them as a partner? Do I want to provide my services to them? And how can I look at their business, what they're doing? How do I want that conversation to go? I think about all of this. How do I want to leverage myself in this conversation before I get there? Okay, so that's the first thing, leveraging. But you have to do the work to know what your value is, how it relates to the person that you're going to meet with. All of that has to be done beforehand. First step, leverage. Second step, listen. Now you are in the meeting. You are sitting across from the person, having the coffee, eating the lunch, eating the breakfast, having the cocktail, whatever it is, but you are sitting in front of them. Now it's time for you to collect data. So you need to ask the probative questions to understand where they're coming from, what their needs are, what they get excited about, what their pet peeves are even. You have to understand what their need is or what their desires are, what they want the outcome of this conversation to be, and what their value is to what it is you're already doing. So here you need to listen, asking the right questions, you know, hearing what they're saying, practicing that active listening skill set, and then really just gathering information. A lot of people tend to, in these one-on-ones or face-to-faces, go into it trying to sell. So they want to talk about how awesome they are and how they've done all these things and this, that, and the third, and they don't listen. And so it could be a turnoff to a lot of people. Yes, ideally, you will get a client or they will refer you to someone. But as we think about the idea of serving over selling, if we're doing a lot of question asking and we're gathering a lot of information, number one, you appear to really be interested in the person that you're sitting with. But number two, you are doing recon and you're gathering information that you can then fire back at them later in some of the later stages of this, this strategy that I have. So in this section, you are listening. All right. Now, in case this is a bit of a struggle for you, I wanted to offer a free masterclass. I talked about this in earlier podcasts that I was building out, and I'm super excited. It is finished. It is called the Authentic Leadership Masterclass. It's absolutely free. It is something that I developed because I noticed, even in my local area, there are a lot of leadership coaches and executive coaches. And they talk a lot about the what of leadership, what you need. You need emotional intelligence. You need to understand conflict resolution. You need to have a leadership style that is effective and efficient, give you all of that information. But a lot of times they're hitting you with the what's and the whys, but they're not giving you the hows. And so inside this free masterclass, the Authentic Leadership Masterclass, I am sharing with you some fundamental elements that are going to help you personalize your leadership style so that you can approach these things like emotional intelligence, conflict resolution, onboarding, hiring, all of the things that go along with leadership, steering the ship, as John Maxwell says. All of these things can be operationalized. Your personal values can be operationalized in a way that makes doing business, being the leader of your organization, just leading in general, a lot easier. So that's what this online masterclass is all about. I am going to leave the link to register down below. It is so simple, guys. All you have to do is put your name and email address in. You'll create a login and password, and you will be directed immediately to the page where you can begin looking at these videos, doing the worksheet. So it comes with 7 videos, and then there are worksheets that help you apply what you learn in each video. And I promise you, this is not one of those forever and a day online masterclasses. It is literally 7 videos that equal total less than 30 minutes if you were to watch them all together. The hard work comes in you applying what I'm sharing with you in each video and answering and doing the worksheets. So I would suggest that you head down after you finish listening to this podcast and click on the registration for the Authentic Leadership Masterclass. Absolutely free. I'll say that again. Great way for you to begin the process of how do you leverage? How do you understand how to even begin the conversation, approach the conversation to leverage who you are to get the thing that you want? So, all right, that's enough said there. Let's get back to these steps of developing those opportunities that are going to be right for you. Now that you have leveraged yourself and you are listening, you're asking the right questions, you're doing that R&D, you are gathering, you know, what you're going to need, fueling yourself so that you can fire back. You are learning, right? And from what you hear in this learning situation, you want to begin to think about your own epiphany journey, which is something that we talk about inside Project CEO, but it's kind of the steps, sort of internal steps that you took to solve the problem either for yourself or for someone else. And you're going to start listening and learning from them, but also hearing where they are in your epiphany journey process so you can begin speaking to that a little bit more during this conversation. Because the next step in this strategy is the logistics step. Now that you have sort of you approach the conversation knowing how you want to leverage yourself, you are listening and asking those probative questions to gather intel, do your recon. As those questions are being answered, you are learning exactly where they are in your epiphany journey process. And now you're able to connect some dots with what you can do and what they need, because you know where they are in the process, and you can begin to meet them where they are inside this conversation. And that builds this trust factor, this ability to that the person that you're talking to feels like you're not trying to sell them, but that you actually can relate to what it is they're talking about and what their needs are, and they become more comfortable with you. It ceases to be this thing that they've been worried about you trying to sell them on your services, but now it's, oh, wow, I completely understand that empathy is coming in, the emotional intelligence is coming in, and you're beginning to build trust with them so you can now do the logistics piece, okay? And that is, how do you use what you know now from the learning to begin steering the conversation towards whatever it is you came there to do? How can you begin to do that? Is it you want to help them in some way? So you want to offer service? Or is it that you had an event that you wanted them to participate in and become a partner? Is it a project that you thought they would work well with to collaborate on? What is it? And how can you begin to logistically navigate this conversation, steer this conversation into the direction that you want it to go. So there are a couple of things that you can do here to make this happen. Number one is that you can do these "did you know" statements in this logistics piece. So to help you steer the conversation in the direction that you want it to go, you can, you know, as you're hearing and learning about them, you can say things like, "Did you know that XYZ actually helps with that?" Or whatever it is. And maybe attach an article you read, attach some research that you've done, attach something about your business and the epiphany journey experience that you had to that "did you know" statement to start guiding the conversation where you want it to go. Another thing you can do is you can create what if scenarios in the conversation. You can say, well, what if you didn't even have to do that? What if that weren't an issue? What if, you know, I told you I've helped people with this same issue before? Start creating what if statements to evoke some level of interest in your ability to help them solve the problem. The next thing you can do is offer some social proof. You can share with them stories in an organic way. Let me put that caveat in there. You don't want to just like out of the blue talk about a story or somebody that you helped because they may not be interested. But if you can organically navigate the conversation to some sort of social proof that you have of how you solve this same problem for someone else, or offer social proof about how when other people have worked with you in this way, they've yielded a huge return, something along those lines. And then the last thing you can do is just be a storyteller. Maybe the point of this conversation is just to build relationships. So why not just start telling a couple of stories, create some narratives that are easily duplicated. You can keep sharing them and they're the same story. It's easy to tell, but it gets your point across. So you want to share stories of similar circumstances and how, you know, certain things have evolved that relate to this person's challenge or whatever it is. If you want them to collaborate with you, some things that happened in spaces where other people have collaborated with you. Either way, I want you to take into consideration these steps to developing the right opportunities. So I'm going to run through them one last time just to give you some ideas, you know, just to kind of help you kind of think about it, write them down. Leverage yourself. That's number one. Before you can leverage yourself, though, you have to know who you are. You have to understand your value, what you're bringing to the table. Be confident in that thing, you know, and then know how you want the conversation to go. Like, what do you want the outcome to be? So that's kind of what you're going to do in the leverage stage. The next stage is to listen. Now you're in the meeting and you are like hearing this person. They're talking, but what types of questions can you ask that are going to help you collect data to determine what you need to do in one of the final stages? And then also, as they're answering the questions, listen to them and learn where they are in their journey and connect the dots with your journey and their journey. And then you'll be able to speak intelligently on the subject matter. You'll be able to meet them where they are. You'll build relationships. You'll build trust. They'll feel like it's organic, like you're not even, you know, trying to sell them or anything like that. And so it makes them more comfortable. It feels like you're listening because you're pretty much, you know, practicing the active listening and then maybe parroting back. So what I hear you saying is, or wow, you know, if I hear you correctly, this, that, and the third, that makes them feel like they are being heard. Everybody wants to feel like they're being heard. But in reality, not only are you hearing them, yes, but you're gathering information and you're learning and what you need to know to then do this next step. Which is the logistics and how are you going to navigate this conversation and steer it towards what it is you want the end game to be. That does it. So all I want you to do now is think about signing up for my Authentic Leadership Masterclass, which is absolutely free. If anything that I said sounds a little bit, you know, I'm nervous. I don't know how to do that leveraging piece. I really think it's a good idea to take a look at that free masterclass. If that doesn't do it, then I would consider registering for my next Project CEO class that's coming up at the end of this year. That's an awesome opportunity. I show you like in depth how to leverage yourself. Like we start at the bottom and we work our way up. By the time you leave that program, you will be so confident in who you are and what it is you're trying to do. You won't know what to do with yourself. This will seem like child's play. Also, subscribe to my podcast, please, if you haven't already. Remember that I have videos that have come out the Tuesday after this audio. So if you're listening to this in audio form, then odds are the next day or the next week this time, you can come back and go to my YouTube channel, Andrea Patrick Official, and you will find this video there, which is the podcast. So, all right, stop picking up that wrong dollar, sis, bruh. Don't pick up the wrong dollar and hating what you get in return. Start developing the right opportunities for you by using the steps that I've shared with you in this episode. Now, my personal framework is a great first step in learning how to leverage yourself and develop those opportunities. Now, in the next video, I'm sharing the four pillars of your personal framework. So check it out and start constructing yours today. Thanks so much for listening to the CEO Mindset Podcast. Please come back again. Again, give this podcast a thumbs up if you're watching it. Subscribe to my YouTube channel if you haven't. Subscribe to the podcast if you're listening to it on a audio version platform, because you will learn more tips and strategies to constantly evolve and be open to failures, because we know that failing forward is how we get to our success. Guys, I will talk to you again next week. Bye. That does it for today's episode of the CEO Mindset Podcast. Remember, this is the place to be to find the intersection between your personal life and your business life so that they coexist. It's also where you learn how to consistently evolve and be open to the failures that happen, be open to the opportunities, be open to the opportunity for change. Make sure you are subscribed. Leave your comments below about today's episode. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, I want to hear all about them, and I want to hear how you are using what you hear to grow your business, live the life you love, and have that quality of life that we are all looking to achieve. All right, guys, don't forget to follow me over on Instagram, AF Patrick. Definitely subscribe to my YouTube channel, Andrea Patrick Official. All the links that you need to continue following and being a part of the Be You Boss Squad community is listed in the show notes, along with any other links that I think might be amazing for this particular podcast. Remember, we are on all the podcast platforms, so if you have not already, find us and subscribe. See you again next week.